You're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and we are now joined by Rathi, who is a refugee and Indigenous person from Tamil Eelam and founder of Refugee Women Action for Visa Equality, also one of the 22 women who completed a 700-kilometre protest walk from Melbourne to Canberra asking for permanent protection for all refugees and asylum seekers stuck on those terrible temporary visas. Welcome to the show, Rathi.
Good morning. It's happy to see you, everyone.
Yeah, really great to have you. And we want to have you on the show, Rathi, to talk about Labor's racist refugee bill. So can we just start by talking about what are some of the changes to Australia's Migration Act, or this Migration Amendment Bill 2024, that the Labor Party is attempting to push through Parliament?
Yeah, the bill is directed to the person who are subject to removal from Australia as soon as reasonably practicable, including current and future holders of bridging visa, R visa, BVR, and certain holders of bridging E visa, BVE. It includes people who have been found to engage Australia protection obligation, such as refugees. The bill designated this group as removal pathway non-citizens.
Yeah, I mean, it's it actually sets a pretty dangerous precedent. A lot of law and justice academics are actually saying that some of these amendments could criminalize the migration system. And I guess, like, I just wanted to know from you, Rathi, if this bill becomes law, how will the changes to immigration policy impact the lives of refugees?
This policy, minister can may direct the person to complete, sign and submit the application for a passport or travel-related document or foreign travel document. Minister may direct the person complete, sign and submit any other document or form required to facilitate travel, to attend an interview or appointment with an officer or another person, and report in the person, an officer or another person. So everything, it's a removal pathway to non-citizens.
Yeah, it really, it does have a lot of implications for, you know, particularly like the bill describes what they describe as removal concern countries or countries that actually don't accept people who have returned from Australia. And so I guess new asylum seekers from countries like Russia, Iran, Iraq and Sudan could be barred.
Rathi,
yeah, going off sort of what I was going to ask you before, because you have been subjected to Australia's terrible refugee policy. You're one of the victims of the system. And would you be able to just tell listeners, once Labor came into power, what has actually changed for you? Because we know that the ALP was promising all sorts of things for refugees, and they have promised to grant thousands of permanent visas, but they've left a lot of people out. So I just wanted to know from you, since the ALP came into power, what has actually changed for refugees? Hello? Have we lost you? Hello?
Sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to know just your experience, like the kind of like life you're experiencing here in Australia, and the fact that you did do that protest walk. Listeners might have read about Rathi, along with 22 other women, bravely walked from Melbourne to Canberra to demand permanent protection. Would you be able to just maybe tell us a little bit about that, and even about the organization WAVE and how it got started?
With When we started the protest to walk Melbourne to Canberra, we think the women and children are affected the most. Also, women, you know, observe and deal with all the stress and grief and problems of their families and communities. Everything depends on us. So we had done rallies, visit to the politicians, and everything we could think of to make the government act on its promise. Mm. But with nothing changing, so we had to think something different. So we wanted to put the focus on women. So we decided on a walk for freedom from Melbourne to Canberra and form the refugee wave to organize it. So refugee wave campaign doesn't stop until our demands are won. You know, our demands are won. So.
Yeah. Thanks, Rathi. And I guess like just for listeners as well. I guess these sort of racist amendments, they are kind of like, I guess you could sort of put the example, Green Left has put out an article. So if this bill is passed, Rathi, basically, it will give the immigration minister extraordinary powers to actually send people seeking Australia's protection back to countries where they could be killed. And, you know, could also jail. So the Australian government will also be able to jail people who, if they are about to be deported and they resist that deportation order, they can actually be thrown into prison. You might even fall into that category because you are someone who could be actually put into that, not to scare you, but you are an example of, you know, someone that could actually happen to.
You know, the government thing that in Sri Lanka is okay now, you can go back, but it's not true. You know, it's still happening genocide in our country. So everywhere the same like, you know. The example of what happened in the Palestine, you know? So.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's this, there's also the case of a bisexual Iranian man who's Kurdish and also Christian. That's another example. He's never committed a crime in Australia. He was held in detention for 10 years and he doesn't want to return. He's refusing to cooperate and return to Iran because he could face a death sentence. We hope that this bill fails. I mean, the Liberal government are in favor. Well, the only reason it's probably being held up is because the Liberal government want to make it even worse. But it's actually
true. Because when we heard about this bill, so we was really. It was very painful for us, and we thought something going to be change our life after 11 years, but we are going to another way to put ourselves in risk now. So it's really hurting us, and who are in the limbo for 11 years.
You have, and you've also faced detention and also being stuck on visas for years and years. Rathi, so we hope we can keep supporting refugee rights. Would you be able to tell us about this upcoming rally happening today? When is it? Where is it? And how important is it for people to come along and support the rally?
A massive demonstration against the recent migration amendment bill brought by the Labor government will be held at Flinders Street today at 5 p.m. We really happy to whoever be attending the demonstration to demand permanent visa for asylum seekers and total withdrawal of the most dangerous legislation. Also, let's raise our voices together for justice and humanity. Rally with us, demand fair treatment and support those seeking refuge. So I'm kindly ask everyone, whoever is supporting to the refugees, please come and support to us.
Yeah, thank you, Rathi. I think another presenter, Rob, would like to ask you a question, if that's okay. Rob's mic's not on.
Yes, Rathi. Look, I mean, we all agree the refugee bill is very, very racist and the Labor Party is racist. But I'm interested to know, how have ordinary Australian people treated you, and how have they, what is their attitude to you? How have they been good to you?
Yes, because you know, the government policy is only the giving the people to how they react, but the people really in Australia, citizens or any other people, they are reaching us in the community. It's good, but another way when we think in the community, if you are living without any uncertainty, it's fearful for your life, you know. You can't get your and also you can't get anything can positive, you know. If you want to join the community, like a club or anything, they will, the first question you ask, citizen or, you know. So this kind of question, sometimes it makes us really painful, and we think we are not in the community. We are living like a detention. But the people treating sometimes is really hard, but not everyone sometimes. But my children, when they go to school, they feel something different, because when other children go into the holidays or any other, you know, party or something like that, they doesn't want to go, because they said, "Mom, I feel some guilty." You know, because they think something different from the other community, you know?
That's right. So,
yeah, it's they feel their life not not safe. They are not living life not peaceful. So that's really hurt us. But overall, I think the policy is changing the people, but not the Australian people. They are treating us really nice, I think so.
Yeah, thank you for that response, Rathi. And I'm sorry to hear that your children, you know, that children really do feel that isolation when they're not treated equally in society. And introducing racist bills like this is always very helpful to a government that is constantly losing its popularity. You know, they are doing things like supporting Israel's genocide of the people in Palestine. They also supported the Sri Lankan government, the chauvinistic, racist Sri Lankan government in their genocide of the Tamil people. They've failed on so many other things, like the referendum, the failure to address the cost of living crisis. And instead of trying to do something about all this, it's just easier to attack refugees and blame migrants for things like the housing crisis. Easier to do less than nothing, really. Mm. Yeah. But thank you so much. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to share with listeners before we wrap up the interview today, Rathi?
Yeah, the one more thing I have to tell, you know, what happened, the referendum. So everyone thought the referendum going to be win, you know, mm. but we got a negative result. So what I'm saying, the policy is, the Australian, the government policy is the different way, treating the people pathway is different, but the overall everything, otherwise everything is fine.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The government, they foster the kind of racism in order to gain popularity, and it's through their racist policies that they're able to try to control people. You're absolutely right. Thank you for coming on the show, Rathi, and we'll see you at the Refugee Rights Rally at 5 p.m. today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.